The study looked at 15 Wisconsin ports. It was conducted by economic consulting firm Martin Associates and paid for by marine industry stakeholders. The study says the state's largest Great Lakes ports moved around 27 million tons of cargo last year. Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association President Dean Haynes says future growth for ports may be in shipping containers.
We're always going to have the raw materials moving and some finished goods, but the future will be in intermodal. Intermodal meaning a combination of moving things in containerized units from truck, train, to ship.
Port directors say they're keeping tabs on the Trump administration's tariffs and how that may impact cargoes moving in and out of the ports. Superior and Milwaukee port directors say they're optimistic about growth this year. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.